Views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely the views of the individuals involved and by no means represent the views of the Nonprofit Snapshot or the Nonprofit Snapcast. We welcome any comments and suggestions via our Nonprofit Snapcast Facebook page.
If you like this episode, please subscribe, share with others, rate and review so we can continue to bring you great programming.
Change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello, this is the Nonprofit Snapcast, doing a real quick and easy conversation with Abigail Noble, who's the president of the Michigan Healthcare Freedom Foundation. Abigail has given me permission to call her Abby. How are you, Abby?
I am doing well. Thank you, Ricky. How are you?
I'm glad we could spontaneously do this today. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Really briefly, tell us what the Michigan Healthcare Freedom Foundation is.
Well, we are a nonprofit. We operate in the educational and advocacy sphere at the state health policy level. Our mission is to bridge state barriers to local affordable healthcare. We are not actually a foundation, just a nonprofit.
Just a nonprofit. Got it. And may I ask what your annual operating budget is approximately?
Until now, it has been about $4,000.
Ah, so very small.
Yeah. Very small. We started it slowly, the Ramsey method of growing at the speed of cash.
I like that. That's good. I've not heard that term before. That's good. And you have an event coming up, which is what? It's a 5K?
Yes. We're doing our first fundraiser. It's a 5K walk run for healthcare freedom.
Got it. You told me earlier that the 5K actually takes place over 31 days. So how does that work logistically, or am I misunderstanding that?
It is a virtual 5K. We're hoping to attract attendees from all over the state of Michigan and beyond. And it's a 31-day challenge. I want to include people of all abilities, not just runners, but walkers. We're going to each day put out a challenge of the day, even to those who may be on crutches or in rehab or wheelchair bound. They have the option of participating by enough feet each day to meet the 5K challenge by the end of the 31 days.
Uh-huh. I get it. That makes a ton of sense. And we've had many discussions here on the Snapcast before about how to do virtual events versus real life events and the benefit of doing those even now, as people tend to be trying to come out of their COVID shells. Why is this 5K so important for your foundation?
We've been through 2 years of COVID and everyone is burned out with it. They're tired of the arguments. And here in Michigan, in the northern part of the U.S., we are facing a cold, hard winter. And people need to get out and enjoy the fresh air, the fall colors, and the fresh breezes before we get locked in by the snowfall. Not that everyone's locked in, but you get the idea. So I think it's important for our mental health to do something like this. It's also important for people to be able to stand up for their healthcare freedom issue. And there are many, the people who stand for life, the people who stand for the right to refuse a vaccine, the people who stand for the right to have a vaccine, the people who stand up for parental rights. We've had school board issues here in Michigan of being overturned by an unelected local public health department who very likely has never met any of the children in that school, much less know what's best for them for wearing a mask or not. So there are a lot of issues going on associated with COVID. Yeah, sometimes, but not always. Some of them are longstanding healthcare freedom issues. So I see it as an opportunity for people to be able to stand up and take a photo as part of their 5K, wear our t-shirt, even maybe stand by a bridge so that they can be part of the bridging state policy to healthcare freedom.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I have to ask the hard question, even though this is a faux pas amongst conversationalists. Do you take a stance on the vaccination mandate? Is there a pro-vax or an anti-vax sentiment that you guys share?
There are two positions you represent there. We do take a position on the mandate. we say no mandates. This
no kidding.
Health is far too individual to make a broad mandate. However, we are not anti-vax. We are pro-freedom. People should be free to make the decision either direction.
Okay, understood. Once you get to the other side of the 5K, is it too early to project? And I hate to bring it down to brass tacks, and this sounds crass to some people, but from a management perspective, I think talking about the numbers is sort of essential. Do you have a ballpark about how much the 5K is going to derive for you in terms of revenue, and how will that affect the rest of the year for your nonprofit?
You know, it is our very first large fundraiser. It is hard to know exactly how many participants to expect, but we are hoping for at least 500 to 1,000. And so, yeah, our goal is to raise at least $10,000 to be able to cover our operating expenses and our further startup expenses. We've just gotten through building the website. It took a little extra fundraising for us to afford to build the fundraising page for the website. So we're still in the early phases, but we've been able to make a big impact. Our Facebook group for Michigan, the health policy conversation there, has active members at over 80%, and we've passed 2,500 people now.
Wow.
And I know that there are legislators and policy aides and people in healthcare, as well as patients, retirees. We have the full spectrum of conversation there. We have midwives, nurses, doctors, PT people. And I love drawing people together in this conversation, because the healthcare system, as it currently stands, is creating a wedge between us. There is more and more friction between clinicians and patients, and between policymakers and taxpayers or business owners. We need to be able to come together and have a common conversation.
You're going to hate me after this next question. But my next question for you is, how do you get those 2,500 people to give you a buck each?
You know, it's been an interesting transition going from a completely free, anything on Facebook is free type of an attitude to, you know, there are some more urgent things if we're going to go to the next level of making a difference. And part of what has helped with that is the influx of people over the two issues, the parental rights in the local schools and the clinicians who were being mandated to vaccinate in order to keep their jobs. And they were under the gun and feeling the urgency. And some of those people were the first ones to step in and take part in the Facebook fundraiser that we did. And I think that the 5K is going to draw in a whole new crowd. It's an appealing concept in Michigan in the fall.
The reason I put that sentence that way is that sometimes when I'm doing fundraising work with the client nonprofit, you know, I look at the board and I look at the other stakeholders are in the room, the staff and whomever, you know, we all have our own Rolodexes. Some of them online, some of them are very well curated. Some of them are just people who follow us on Facebook. But the question is, for most people, how do you mobilize the largest percentage of your Rolodex to give you, even if it's just a buck each? Because statistically speaking, if you can get those people to give you a buck each, you could probably get them to give you 20 each. And if you did that, wouldn't that be fantastic? Like in your case, $2,500 extra dollars by the end of the year would be at least a 50% increase in the overall budget size for the following year. And that's why I asked that question, just to get people thinking about how do you mobilize that population and get them to become participants, you know, even if it's just in a very small way. So anyway, I told you were going to hate me after that question.
No, it's a great question. And I actually think, I mean, we'll know obviously in 30 days how well this succeeds, but I think the response that I've gotten so far in mentioning it just to maybe a dozen people, people's eyes light up with the thought of being able to do something for healthcare freedom. And being part of that larger group of people doing something similar for the same cause, I think it's going to take off. I really do.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with it. And we'll definitely plug the event before the episode is over. But we've got a few minutes left. And I wanted to ask, again, just from you're in startup mode, what is the plan for the latter part of the year going into 2022? Once you get past this event, what's on your agenda? And I'm asking that specifically from a fundraising perspective, because I think, you know, as we all know, fundraising is critical for startups. So what is your plan?
For sure. This project, we plan to take care of our operating expenses and get us into building a course, a health policy course for people in healthcare or people who are in politics and just are interested in healthcare reform for whatever reason, to bring them together into a course to learn bit by bit, what is health policy? How does it work? How can I make an impact? How can I watch what's going on in the legislature that typically does over 400 healthcare related bills every 2 years? One term has an astronomical amount of healthcare change in the state legislature. So we're looking into educating. And the end of year fundraiser, I think, will focus on completing that. I would like to have the course out and available for people early in 2022.
Fascinating. Abby, thank you again for, you know, turning on a dime and doing this episode with me today. How do people find you to learn more about Michigan Healthcare Freedom? And how do they learn more about the event?
Sure. The website, mihealthfreedom.org/5K is the event. And then mihealthfreedom.org is simply the website. And you can find us on social media, because we'll be having people hashtag their photos for this event to hashtag mihealthfreedom.
Very cool. I'm looking at the page now. Seems very straightforward. I hope people check you out. And, you know, we mentioned earlier that you're not far from Grand Rapids. I'm actually heading to Grand Rapids, or planning to head to Grand Rapids this May for a conference there. Maybe we can, you know, meet up and have a cup of coffee or something if you're willing. I think that'd be fun.
I would enjoy that. Very cool.
Thank you again, Abby.
Thank you, Mickey. It was nice talking with you.
This has been The Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.
The Snapcast is a production of the Nonprofit Snapshot. Please visit us at nonprofitsnapshot.org to learn more about our consulting work and the ways we can help your organization continue to make the world a better place.